This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Joe Biden made his first address to the U.N. General Assembly today and wasted little time explaining America's role in the future of the planet.
That our own success is bound up in others succeeding as well. To deliver for our own people, we must also engage deeply with the rest of the world. To ensure that our own future, we must work together with other partners, our partners, toward a shared future. Our security, our prosperity, and our very freedoms are interconnected.
Earlier, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the world to wake up to the greatest cascade of crises in our lifetimes. He pointed to the climate crisis and COVID-19, as well as an upheaval in numerous countries, including Afghanistan, Ethiopia, and Yemen.
The climate alarm bells are also ringing at fever pitch. The recent report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change was a code red for humanity. We see the warning signs in every continent and region. Scorching temperatures, shocking biodiversity loss, polluted air, water, and natural spaces, and climate-related disasters at every turn.
Guterres called for bridging the divide between rich and poor countries with a global plan to at least double vaccine production in order to vaccinate 70% of the world's population by mid-2022. U.S. journalist Danny Fenster, imprisoned in Myanmar for almost 4 months while awaiting trial, appeared disheartened during a court hearing Monday. Fenster has been charged with incitement, spreading inflammatory information, an offense for which he could be sentenced up to 3 years in prison. This is VOA News. Sudanese authorities have foiled an attempted coup, according to the army on Tuesday, warding off a challenge to a civilian military council that has run the country since Omar al-Bashir was overthrown in 2019. A civilian member of the ruling council told Reuters the situation was under control after the attempted coup overnight had been contained. Interrogation of suspects was due to begin, according to a council member, with spokesman Mohamed al-Faki Suleiman. The ruling body, known as the Sovereign Council, has run Sudan under a fragile power-sharing deal between the military and civilians following Bashir's overthrow. It plans to hold free elections in 2024. They wanted me dead, Pope Francis says of some of his right-wing critics. Charles de la Desma has more from Associated Press.
Pope Francis has acknowledged his increasingly vocal right-wing critics, saying their nasty comments were the work of the devil, and added that some wanted me dead after his recent intestinal surgery. Francis made the comments during a September 12 private meeting with Slovakian Jesuits, soon after he arrived in the Slovak capital Bratislava. A transcript of the encounter has been published by the Jesuit journal Civiltà Cattolica. Francis showed his dark sense of humour throughout the meeting. When a Jesuit asked him how he was feeling after the surgery, the Pope quipped, "Still alive." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UK Foreign Minister Elizabeth Truss yesterday welcomed Washington's decision to loosen pandemic-related restrictions for people traveling by air to the U.S. from 33 countries, including China, India, Brazil, and most of Europe. The U.S. in November will reopen for air travelers from 33 countries and most of Europe who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, according to the White House on Monday, easing tough pandemic-related travel restrictions imposed beginning early last year. U.S.-based pharmaceutical company Johnson & Johnson said today that new real-world and Phase 3 study data show a second shot of its single-dose vaccine about 2 months after the initial shot increased its effectiveness to 94%. In a news release on its website, the company said its clinical trial in the United States showed the booster shot also provided as much as 100% protection against severe or critical COVID-19 symptoms beginning at least 14 days after final vaccination. The company also said there was no evidence of reduced effectiveness over the study duration, including when the Delta variant became dominant in the U.S. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News. We'll be right back.